say, and turn your attention inwards. Trying to learn this new ability to center yourself, ground yourself in the present moment. Learning the ability to recognize and to let go of negative mental states, those things which sully, obscure the mind. Learning how to develop inner clarity, inner sharpness, inner awareness, being able to develop inner resources, developing a sense of integrity, and to educate one's value system through an intimate and direct relationship with the way things are. Not the way you think things are, the way you'd like things to be, but the way things are. This requires looking, requires listening, requires intelligence, requires maturity. You can live to the age of 30, 40, 50, 60 and still be an adolescent in your mind with adolescent moods, adolescent desires, adolescent temper. Or you can grow up. You don't have to use any effort at all to grow up physically. It happens by itself. And you get older every day, a day at a time. But there's no compulsion at all for you to grow up spiritually, emotionally. And that's a choice that you make. The Buddha provides the tools. But applying the tools, putting them to work, experiencing inner transformation is something that no one can do for you. You can wait until something unpleasant happens to you or your family, your world falls apart, and then try and pick up the pieces as best you can. A better, I would say more intelligent long-term strategy is to learn something about the way your mind works and to educate it appropriately. When we meditate, it's a time when you're really with yourself. You're really seeing yourself. You can't lie to yourself sitting this way. You're out in the world, you can wing it, you can bluff it, you can fool other people. But when you're sitting here and looking at your mind, this is it. You can't fool anyone. You think you have patience. You think you have sincerity. And this is the test. You think you're intelligent, able to deal with things in life. This is the test. Now, you know, are you interested in testing yourself and training yourself, educating yourself or not. This is the key point, whether meditation remains a hobby or a fashion or an accessory to your life, or you take it on as a way of transforming your whole life, something that can create an inner refuge for yourself throughout your life, no matter what may happen externally. This ability to be totally present, not indulging in thoughts and fantasies and memories, imagination. There's no end to that. There's no end to the things that you can entertain yourself with. But can you live without entertainment? Simply present with your human condition. You've got a body, you've got a mind. Your body's getting older every day. It may be young now, but it's not going to be young for so long. You've got a problem. Birth, old age, sickness, death. These are the root problems that we all have to deal with in our life. Or we can shut our eyes to them, pretend they're not there. But sooner or later they're going to ambush us and confront us, and there'll be nowhere to hide. So the wise person takes on these themes, takes on the nature of human existence, not as an academic study, but as an existential study. And that means it's not something in a book, in a movie, in a play, and it's your own life. So there's no spiritual progress, no spiritual enlightenment without doing the hard work of training your mind to let go of its indulgences, being willing to find something superior within. It's in no way a loss of happiness. It may be willing to forego or to temporarily put down some superficial pleasures, but it leads to great gains in a more refined, a superior kind of bliss within the heart, which nobody can take away from you. Nobody can steal from you, which is truly your own treasure.